So I watching even watching the way it's going now, I'm not too thrilled about anybody signing a record deal. It's kind of shocking still that to see that people still want to sign a record labels. And me and Six talk about that often, like with the amount of buzz you can create for yourself on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, you really don't need the labels no more. You just need to have the right type of influence.
The labels really help you on a fast track now. It's more like, okay, we have a person that is bubbling, and the label, they have to believe in the project, so they're gonna move this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have people like Rhapsody is on Def Jam. Well, Roc Nation to Def Jam. Fast track shit. You know what I'm saying? When you see her movement, it's really about the marketing aspect. It's all marketing for her. Like, this shit was like, if she not moving, something ain't right about the business to me. Because they doing a lot of more movement with Rhapsody now. She had like Sanaa Lathan. She did an interview with Erykah Badu. She on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. She's in Essence. She's doing a lot of work. Her PR work is supreme.
Yeah,
You know
they
what I'm
really making
saying?
a push to have her out there.
They did a very good job on promoting her project. Now, what I will say about her album was, that's why I said I'm good. I love the fact that her album was intimate and shit. So it wasn't this like hard hip hop shit. They're trying to make her be in her feelings pretty much.
Hey, are you saying they want her to be in her feelings?
That's what they want. They want her to be more show her femininity, because you look at the game from the other side, it's more about ratchetness and being a hoe.
Being a whore, yeah. And the game is suffering from enough of that already.
Right.
So,
So
in your
they
opinion,
need
how would you go about promoting that? Like, what would you what in just in, from your perspective, what would you do to kind of push that? Because the game has always dictated that we sound like bitches, whores, gangsters, pimps, and sluts.
Well, you want the first thing, like for example, with Danielle's project, the name is Supreme Excellence. You want to push like excellence, class, style, elegance. You know what I'm saying? Because there's none of that going on. And you have to, I know for me, that's what I want. I love MC, female MCing that's dope rap shit. You know what I'm saying? But with some class, some elegance, that's what's missing. Name a rap outside of Rhapsody that represent elegance.
There are none.
The closest, like, you have rappers like Rhapsody, who's like a MC that's like a ball player down there, but she's very feminine in her way. Then you got Shay Noir, who on some street shit. You know what I'm saying? But she's street shit, but knowledge. You know what I'm saying? She's like a Nas on the female side. Know what I'm saying? Then after that, everything else is either weirdo rap or ratchet booty shake shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Tierra Whack is weirdo shit. Super Left. Lakey 47 is left field rap. You know what I'm saying? So there's no elegance. Touch of elegance, intelligence. The feels, like, it's not soft, but it's just real woman grown shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that for me, that's what I want. I wanted that. You know what I mean? That was me and Danielle always been like that. She's been very elegant, class, style. You know what I'm saying? Especially style. She styled like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? She put on some heels and a dress and kill on that mic. but she'll put on some ill sneakers and some jeans and a tee and still be ill. And it's cold and people fuck with her. The niggas like her, the girls love her. You know what I'm saying? Versus with a Rhapsody, guys love her, but regular, like the girls, I see a lot more girls this time come out the woodwork fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? But before, she had a hard male audience. And the girls that are like, you know, that love rap. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I'll take the ride for. You know what I'm saying? I'll take it. Because that's what's needed. We want to feed, like, who's gonna feed the girls that's the AKAs? The sororities.
Tough crowd. Like, how do you do that?
The working girl, the girl that's at the job that love hip hop going on the bus. She needs something to listen to. Somebody that can speak for her. You know what I'm saying? The girl that got her doctorate.
And that would be Rhapsody. Rhapsody would speak for that crowd.
And we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that with Supreme Excellence, though. I'm looking forward to
She gonna be rapping?
Oh, rap Danielle is rapping,
She
rapping.
rapping? Okay.
Danielle is rapping, the key is the singer. And then we got that coming too,
Oh
that
shoot,
remix
I'm thinking
project.
about Nakia, that's why. All right.
Right.
Danielle, yeah,
Nakia,
Danielle's
we got
supposed to
that
be on.
coming though. We have a Don't Sleep the remix out right now with Danielle. And then we're finna drop Sing Slowly, the remix, the LLJDI remix. That's on its
I'm over here thinking about Nakia, and you talking about Danielle. Shame on me.
way.
Shame on me. I was gonna be the last person I saw because yeah, you said you was gonna have her on here, and we haven't really gotten to that yet.
Yeah,
So
we get that set up. You know what I'm saying? We get that set up because the remix project, we're working on that real talk.
So when you working with them as artists, are you working with them at the same, are you working at them at different scheduled times of the day, or do you set
Set different times,
a whole day aside so you can refresh and recycle, refresh and redo?
with Danielle, she's here, so it's like it's like on a monthly basis, we work twice a month. You know what I'm saying? Two times, three times a month. But this time, we've been on crunch time because we want to get the album out by July 4th weekend. So June is going to be a month of listening events. Know what I'm saying? Nakia comes up here once a month, once or twice a month. Once a month, and we'll do like a song. You know what I'm saying? So,
How she like it when she come up here? Because you know this is a dope
love
shit.
it, love it. We don't really do when she come up here. It's about the work. We do not kick it like that. We kick it when we kick it. We kick it, but when she come up here, it's about business. Yeah, we get down to business. You know, she. You know, because like people got to understand when you're dealing with R&B, when you're in the studio, it's work. It takes 4 hours or more to really get a good R&B song
Oh yeah,
together.
because you're talking about singing, hitting the notes properly, being in tune.
We don't have, I don't, we don't have a, I don't have background singers. You know what I'm saying? We don't have everything set up. I'm not, we don't have a machine. It's just me. The beat, she writes it, go into the studio, arrange, do everything she can to make the shit sound dope. And man, y'all, this remix project gonna fuck people up for real. Yeah.
I
And
can't
then
wait
that's
to
gonna,
hear both the projects though, man.
yeah,
The
bro,
Kia's first
man.
project was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. It had that 90s vibe to it and everything. So it was like revisiting those summer days and summer nights and shit in Chicago, riding bikes, stealing hubcaps and shit like that as a youth, you know, and then find a little sweetheart that you like at the same time. So I enjoy listening to that project, man, and the growth that she'll have
Thank
from
you.
there moving into the
Thank
next
you.
one.
Yeah, we got that Don't Sleep remix. You gotta check that out. We released that about 3 weeks ago, the same time we did with Danielle single Lori Harvey. That's out.
Lori
Oh
Harvey.
yeah. But
Tell me why this
like
song is called Lori Harvey.
a lot of women, a lot of girls look at Lori Harvey as their superhero.
Really? I wonder why they
Yeah,
do that. What is so special about
because
Lori Harvey?
Lori is the one woman that represents herself as, this woman of freedom. Like she deal with any man she wants. And she if she don't want to if she wants certain things that she don't want, she let it be known. And she leaves. And women like that. Women like that.
Interesting.
Women like that. And the dating, when we're talking about the dating phase, women want that, want to be able to move like they want to
They want to be able to move around.
move. Yeah. And if they don't want to, if things don't go the way they go, they could be like, peace and move. You
Interesting.
need, you see Lori Harvey? Lori Harvey had top line cats.
Yeah.
And when the time was up,
Time was up. She bounced out. Yeah. When they didn't fit
nobody,
her billing no more, she was out of there.
nobody can give up, get upset. You do your thing, I do mine. We good. I got what I needed. Like with Michael B. Jordan, he wanted to be married. She said, I'm not ready for that. I'm moving. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can't get mad at that.
No, you can't. And I think the best part about it is that at least she's up front with what she wants and her demands when she's being with a man or whatever she's choosing to do. She's letting you know, I prefer my life to be a certain, I prefer to have a certain lifestyle. And once those demands are met, I'll move on past the situation, man. But
That's it. And that's what that song is about. She really want to talk about, let me do what I do, let me be. You can't tell me how to be, what to be, and things that you want this relationship to be. I am not gonna be that. And it's good that women put that out there. So, because at first I had a problem with Lori Harvey.
I think a few of us do have a problem with Lori Harvey and
Right.
her MO.
Right. But when a woman
Well, man,
wants to
the
be
Isley Brothers once had a song that said, "It's your thing. Do
right.
what you
Do
want
whatever you
to do."
want to do.
I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Right.
It's your thing.
Right.
Do
That's
what
it.
you want to do. So.
That's it. That's it. That's it. And that song, and it's crazy because of all, like, every girl that heard the song, it's like they anthem now. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'll say this for the women who choose to do that, man. Make sure you find what you're looking for because you don't want to be in a situation where you're unhappy and you look up and the time has passed where you should have settled down
Yeah.
and done what you actually needed to do as far as being the type of woman that wants to be kept or be in a faithful relationship with a man. Be very careful of the life that you choose to live. So I can't
Yes,
tell you how to
sir.
do, live your life because I'm a man, and I can only live my life according to how I see it. So on that side, just make
Yeah.
sure that the ends justify the means, or you're
Yeah,
happy
I love it. I
and
love,
happy
like,
with what may transpire.
it was something that for me was she and she when we do the interview, we're gonna get into it about that. On her end, like, sometimes people wanna put stipulations and try to cuff you when you say, hey, let me be, let me do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Stick
But
to the
here's the thing,
script.
though, men do it, and I guess to a certain degree,
Yeah.
women feel like they can do that as well. But I guess, man, to each his own.
Right. Society, society has made women, when women do it, they looked upon as, you know, they start calling them bad names, whores and shit like that. And that's not the case. If men could do it, why can't women? And if they put that out there and they let it be known, then I have no problem. Mad respect.
I think the reason why people disagree with women doing it is because, from what we understand historically, a woman's value is attached to who she actually is, and you know what I mean. So everything about a woman's worth is her and how she presents herself to the world. So if you present yourself as a person who likes to move around and skip around from person to person, you know, that doesn't bode too well for you. So
yeah, but her situation is different, because when you look at Lori Harvey as a person, she'll date him, but she makes it, from what I see, she makes it be known that, you know, I'm not trying to be married. I just want to go out with you, get to know you. If you're not for me, you're not for me.
Okay. So it ain't like so you're saying that she isn't really sleeping around with these guys like that?
Because, like, she was with Michael B. Jordan for about a year or two. She moved on after Michael B. Jordan. She fucked around. Now, the only issue I have with Lori is that she'll fuck around with the Hollywood circle of niggas.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part.
And they all know each other. You know what I'm saying? That's
the thing that was bothering me. Is like, yo, all these dudes know each other. You know,
right? They, like, she only met, and the guys that she messing with are like the it guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know
the
what I'm
top.
Saying? Michael B. the top black brothers that are in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Lori Harvey is the first single. For the album, well, the first official single, because we dropped Melanin. Melanin was like our street song. You know what I'm saying?
How long that been in rotation?
Melanin came out 2022.
Oh, okay.
2022. Yeah, and we did the remix last year for it.
How many projects has she put out? Like
zero.
None. Okay.
She was on Late Night. She's on two songs on Late Night Experience Part 2.
Okay.
She got The Love Game, and she's on Amazing Part 3. So,
is there a preference for you as far as working with artists? Would you rather work with men, women? Does it matter for you?
No preference. Groups, it don't matter. Like, but what the biggest thing for me is more concept-wise. You know what I'm saying? I like to set concepts. Like my next upcoming projects, I got a cat named Tonio, young guy, about 20, 24. The thing with him is that I want to bring back funny rap. He's a hell, like him as a person, he is funny as shit.
Okay. Okay.
But I want to put it on wax because he irritate girls and shit. You know, he make the girls be all funny. Like, the girls be like, Tony, are you in this? And he sit there and laugh at him, like,
making him more upset.
Yeah. And I said, yo, we need to put that on wax, yo. You know, we need to talk about that, you know. Like, flip just a friend, but man, make the girl feel like shit, you know? Like, you want me to just be your friend, but I got these hoes in the background, you know? You know, like, and be funny about it.
Be laughing through it in their face.
Right.
Catching it.
Right. You know, like, make everything humorous, but at the same time, this dude can rap. Like, he's not no joke on the microphone. But I like, because he was in my class, so I kind of shaped and molded his mindset. Because we've been having, like, conversations. He'd be like, man, I don't want to do that. I want to do that trap rap, man. That 808. I want that mean sound. Like, I'm on Joe Records. Like, nah, man. You gotta have some 808s in there, man. You gotta have some Twerk Records. You gotta have some
Man,
of
he
them
gonna work that out
records.
later. Let that man get in there and show his grizzle. Let him get his grizzle on. Show you what he working with, man. We could throw them joints in there later.
Yeah. You
Throw some
know,
joints in
I'm
there
trying
later.
to make sure he get an audience, because like it seems to me, when and especially when it, like lately, because I teach eighth graders how to make beats and stuff. These youngins, they don't like the seriousness of rap and hip hop culture, right? Because when you start talking like that, they get all funny, chippy about it, like, oh, that's too much. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? But once you start like introducing them to certain people, like I showed them Time is Illmatic.
Okay.
Some of the kids in the class start saying, yo, this Nas Illmatic album and the song before it came out. Like, excuse me, one girl was listening to Back to the Grill again. She said she got it on repeat. She said she loved Nas's verses on Back to the Grill again. And she was like, yo, that song, I can't stop listening to it. So it's cool that I set the tone for them, but initially they don't take keen to a lot of real hip hop like that. You know what I'm saying? So when I make projects with younger rappers, like I don't mind doing the real shit, but at the same time, you want that audience, you gotta
Yeah,
do.
that serious rap, man. It hits on a different level, and a lot of people
Yes, sir.
don't want to deal with that, because to a certain part you have to be introspective and understanding of your own situation, the community
Yeah.
around you, and the world that you
Yeah.
live in. You know,
That's
and for a
it.
lot of people, it's very hard to take a look at themselves and hold the mirror up and go, "Yo, this is how my life really is. This is how I really grew up.
Yeah.
These are the things that have affected me drastically or on a certain level."
Yeah.
A
This
lot of
what's
people
up.
can't do that, man.
No, this what's up. This is these are the things that you are you have to you know these you know it's okay to speak truth to power, you know, and your own truth,
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with
you
being
know.
real. Ain't nothing wrong with saying, "Hey, man, these are the things about me that I like. These are the things about me that I don't like. And I'm willing to share them with you all, because we're all human and we're all here having an experience. And those experiences, these are my experiences while I'm here, and I'm just going to share them with you,
Right. Breaking news.
What's that?"
Boston Celtics is going to the
Well, yeah, well, we knew that. We knew that. We knew
Man.
that. That's why I kept looking off to the side watching it. It was a close game, but we knew that.
Yeah, popped them from the 3 point. You know what I'm saying? From the three. Poof. You know
We
what I'm
knew that. I
saying?
didn't. I thought Indiana would be a decent team going out there and play against them, but I didn't think they had. I didn't think they, they had what it took to topple Boston. I just would like to see
I
Boston
think it, I
put
think
a
it, I
cap
think
on it.
if, I think New York, if they played New York, it would have been tough.
I think
Would have
that'd have
been
been
tough.
a tough experience for them, because New York is a more of a grind team, and they would have got up in their chest and made them guys really earn every bucket. But I also think that New York needs like one or two more pieces, man. And they didn't have those pieces because those guys were hurt. Julius Randle was hurt. There was like one or two more guys that they didn't have out there on the court to really anchor their team down. So consequently, Jalen Brunson put on a hell of a show, though. He did the best that he could. I
He
think a
was
lot
in
more
it.
people are going to be looking at him as one of those guys now. You can't really just underestimate him. This dude had multiple 40-point games during the course of the playoffs. He's a hell of a player.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah. Yeah, but back to the conversation. I think, you know, the one thing I love about Tonio is that Tonio, he loved, like, when I sit down and gave him the concept, he was like, yo, I like that. I like that. Because ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nobody doing, like, the last person who did, like, funny ass rap was Old Dirty Bastard.
And those guys who did the something little boy, something looking boy, something
Yeah,
looking boy.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But they was like trying to be innovative, and people weren't ready for that.
But they had it. They had it. The packaging may not have been correct, but they had it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They did have
You
it.
know, it was huge in the city. That was a big record in the city. You know what I'm
And
saying?
what they're
Like,
doing is nothing more different from what the guys are doing on TikTok and Instagram now, where they crack jokes, where they do the replays over the videos, and they're giving their takes on everything and stuff like that. Like they weren't doing nothing no different, you know? It just so happened that some shit, man, some shit is just ahead of its time, bro. You know? I'm sure it's just ahead of its time. It just takes a while for it to actually cook. And then you look up and you see somebody else doing it. And like, man, I remember there was another group of people who was doing something like that. And then you just research the annals of history and you go, oh shit, it was these guys right here, man. They were already doing that. They already had something going on.
And then my next project, I'm gonna start. I'm working. I'm starting to do Late Night 3 slowly. And this time, I'm gonna go back to the actual style that I did on Volume 1. I'm gonna kind of mix it.
Okay.
But I'm reaching out to the more of a, I want to deal with the newer rappers,
Okay.
Panorama P, J Drew Jello. I'm gonna try to do a record with the Spencer. So I really want to do a lot of, you know, the new Chicago, the people
Okay. Okay.
that we seeing that's seeing propped up. You know what I'm saying?
Will you be doing
So.
showcases for them too, or?
Oh yeah, I just started doing this interview series with Soul Selectors at Renaissance. So
Okay.
yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. So we already booked up to September. We got a lot of different interviews. The next one will be Ash 13 and Long Shot. So
So for Soul Selectors, is there a certain day of the week? Is it like once a month?
Thursdays, once a
Every
month,
Thursday?
but it's gonna be on, not every Thursday. The interview series will be every, I think it will be the third Thursday of each month.
Okay.
And I will be interviewing different acts. So, and they'll perform a little bit. The first one we did was Vice. Lifelines is out on all streaming platforms. Please get that, which is a great album. And then we got Army of One. I know in September we'll have Fillmore Green because he's dropping this project, his new project in September. So.
New music that's out right now. What do you have?
Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Definitely. At first I didn't like it because it wasn't. And it have all the typical things that I look for in the hip-hop scene. But after watching her Sway interview, I listened to it two times, and it's definitely in the album of the year conversation.
Okay.
When
And
I
we are
say
three,
definitely,
4 or 5 months in.
definitely. It's
Right.
definitely in that conversation. The reason why, because she's like, one thing I love about the hip hop that we need to listen to is that she talks about, you know, this was her album to talk about how she feels.
Okay.
Another thing is there's no go-to production. She don't use No Knife on the beats. or like she only work with one. She has one song with one of the Soul Council. She worked with S1 and a lot of different producers outside of her camp.
Okay.
And it's dope. I could rock with it. You know what I mean? You know, it's not your normal Rhapsody album. It's definitely a very introspective album. Please don't, you know, like she's really, you know, got the she got Felicia Rashad opening and in the middle of the album.
That's some distinguished
So
shit right there, man.
yeah. Like that's what I'm talking about. They put some money in this shit. You know what I'm saying? When you got Felicia Rashad on there and she asks dope questions, like she's really her therapist. And she gets in, they get into certain things. Conway the Machine, SFK, Slain Face Killer,
What did you think of that project?
Slap Fat. It's dope. Dope. I very, man. Like a the like here's the thing that I have a problem with today's audience, especially our audience. Stop expecting Conway to be on some positive shit. That's not him. You know what I'm saying? He has some dope records that's really, really icy.
What if it's not
But
the dope records? What if it's the repetition?
it's got it's lyricism,
Yeah, we know it's
but
lyricism, but what if it
it's
just becomes
lyricism.
mundane to certain people and they're just like, all right.
I don't see that like with Conway, he's not mundane. He's just, you know, like you got to think about the lack thereof. That's not a lot of rappers that speak lyric for lyric, bar for bar, and give it to you straight, no chaser. You know what I'm saying? And he got dope production, Kool and Dre, Swiss Beatz, Derringer.
Conductor.
Yeah, well, very much so. Conductor got about two or three records. So it's dope. It's really nice. What else? Hold on. I know oh, that new Pete Rock in Common.
I have to check that out. I have to check that out
The
real soon.
single was out. Rise up. Yo. I'm looking forward to the Auditorium Volume 1. Man.
The
Rise
Auditorium
up.
Volume 1.
It's supposed to come out this Friday coming up. Ghostface Killah.
I checked out GFK's album. I liked that joint. That was pretty cool. That was a solid project. It was a solid project from
Very
GFK.
solid. Very solid. Very solid. When I say, like, the first half of the album, he has it in Splits, Guns, and Roses. The gun side is tough, real tough. But the Roses side is cool. But the problem I have with the Roses side is that production wise, but he ain't been having this issue since he came out. Production wise, they replayed all the samples. So you're trying to keep from getting sued. So,
Man, there's a different amount of producers he could have worked with, though, man. Like, who
yeah.
don't want to work with Buddy? I mean, he could have went back in the tuck and started back working with Jess Blaze, or I'm sure he could have called what's my man name over there working with Nas.
But he's on Mass Appeal, so
Yeah.
like, you
Why
know,
not get
like
with Hit Boy?
you can, but it's the first half is dope, but the second half,
I thought it was a solid project, man.
it was solid. Like I said, for him to haven't dropped the album in a while, it's serious.
And when he left off with some really good shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's been a solid dude as far as music goes.
Ghostface Killah. It's a bunch of great music out. Hold on. Let me see. Tifa, she dropped a single called Three. That's really dope. No Worries. I'm looking forward to that album. Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. That comes June 7th.
Okay.
I already pre-ordered my vinyl for that.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You say you ready for that one, huh?
I'm ready. I've been looking forward to that. Like, Anderson's time is now, man. It's time to get that man that crown. Because with him doing the Bruno Mars shit, that was a
It was a good look.
it was a good foot in the step a step to put him in the front to talk to the people and be like, man, Anderson is that dude. But with this project real street shit though.
Yeah, because you know what, and the thing about him is he has layers. I like him. I like him as an artist. He has so many layers, but at the same time, you. What I've been waiting on is for him to put a project together that's either solid or just something that's just like one of those things that you just got to throw up on the shelf and go like, yo, this is one of the best projects ever, and we're gonna leave him up here because he's so talented. He's uber talented. And he can go
Man,
into so many different lanes.
every song, for the exception of Daydreaming, every song that he has put out of No Worries been cold.
Okay.
He dropped the record with her. Cold. Dropped 86 Central. Cold. He just dropped the record with Snoop Dogg in October, London. Cold. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised they're not playing that shit on the radio like they should.
Is he independent? Yeah.
No Worries is out on Stone's Throw. So that's an indie label. And he is signed to Aftermath.
Anderson .Paak is signed to Aftermath.
Yes, he is.
Interesting.
He
Interesting.
well, it's like his deal is crazy. He has a deal with Dr. Dre and he has his own record label called Ape Shit. And Ape Shit, he has a distribution deal with Empire, and he just dropped the artist that's signed to him through Def Jam.
Okay.
And then he got a group, Comey and Bet. It's two white kids. They on Blue Note,
Okay.
either Blue Note or Verve Records, but one of them. But they all them two white kids.
They got it.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Yo, they cold. They under the Jazz Act though.
That's okay. Music
They
is
under the
music. Good
Jazz,
music is good
right?
music, bro.
Yo, they man, they was when Robert Glasper had the first Blue Note Festival, they was a part of that.
Yeah. Okay. Man, I just love good music, man. No matter where it comes from or who it is, bro.
Trust. But we got a lot of stuff coming this summer, come a lot of tours. Rhapsody be here October
Oh, we got
though.
time for that.
Got time. But it's gonna be some albums coming. Including mine, we looking at trying to do shows. Me and it's gonna be probably. I want to introduce Nakia and Danielle at the same time,
Awesome.
so
Awesome.
we trying to put that together as we speak.
Awesome.
You know
The
what I'm saying?
last time you was on here, man, we had a conversation about this cat named Drake, right?
Yes, sir.
The conversation was basically to break it down is we don't believe you. You need more people. I think we prophesied some stuff. We said some stuff before it all went haywire, huh?
He needs to, like, the Pusha T situation. J Prince stepped in because he let's take away the political correctness And let's keep it a buck. Jay
Okay.
Prince stepped in and said, this ain't the battle. He's gonna kill you.
He was gonna get slaughtered.
Don't do it.
He was gonna get slaughtered.
Don't do it. Don't do it with Pusha. But he thought Kendrick was gonna be quiet and not say nothing. And when them records started coming, the records were coming. The problem I have, and I just talked to somebody about this, we're living in a time where the fandom is fanatical. You get it? The fandom is fanatical.
And they participate.
Right.
They
And they
not they
not,
participate. They are participating. They are riding for their
right.
guy.
Right. They are, man, they are cheerleading.
Championing their guy, yeah.
Yeah, they championship when at the end of the day, this is battle time. I may be a fan of Kendrick Lamar, but if he taking the L, I'm gonna call that shit out. These youngins are not calling it out. They be like, well, Kendrick wear heels. Kendrick got a half white woman. How the hell Kendrick think he's self-righteous and he got this, that, and the third? You know,
He over
they
here
looking.
allegedly he over here beating her and he got different women
Right.
than the third.
Yeah, rumors. And I'm like, just take this L. But it's been like that with the Drake fan base, with the OVO family.
It's not just the fan base. It's Jeff, I think for a long time. I don't know how much you knew about it, but those two have always had an issue with one another.
Oh yeah.
And
Oh yeah.
Kendrick's main thing was that you're an actor. You're a spoiled kid who was given a platform because of who you know. And the way that you go about rapping ain't how black folks really carry themselves.
That's
So
it.
nothing that
That's
you
it.
say has any credence to it or anything standing behind it solid because that ain't the way we really act. Now, what you doing, playing fucking the women and all that shit? Okay, cool. That's what you're doing. We hear that. We understand that you're
Right.
getting to that. But the way we actually conduct ourselves versus the way you actually are in real life is not the same. And it's
That's
been
it.
bothering me for a long time. And the way that you go along with the way the record industry wants to portray us.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
All
Like,
right. Let's get to it.
listen, when Drake said this line, he said, "You rapping out here like you want to free the slaves."
I said, ooh.
That's a problem. That's a problem. We need a conversation. We need a conversation behind that. That's a mess. So you sitting here denying your blackness. Really? And we're living in a time, especially, I don't want to get into the political tangents, that our black, you got some black people are falling off the wagon. They don't want to talk about being strong and black and standing on principles. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love Meet the Grams, because Meet the Grams exposes the principles, the character of who Drake is in a clever format. And then Not Like Us, third verse gave you. Let's talk. Let me break it down for me. And that's why that song is so cold.
But I think that's why Euphoria is so good as well. Because that last verse on Euphoria, he didn't just rap. He was like, look, let me just talk to the you, the guy that be looking in the mirror that you don't want to look back at. Let me talk to that guy real quick. You know?
That
Because he was basically
Euphoria.
saying, he was saying in Euphoria, like, look, if you stop here, the next stuff I do, I won't even do it. Like I can kind of like stop this right here and we can go, we can keep it here.
Keep it here. Yes.
But if you keep this up, the next thing I go, I'm now I'm just gonna take steps. I'm just gonna go further in depth. It's just gonna get
That's
worse.
right. It's going to be
You
a
told me I had to
mess.
put out a quadruple entendre. I did that. You told me I had to put out multiple songs. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it back to back the same way you did.
What's up?
I told you to keep it rapping. Don't mention my family. You mentioned my family. Okay, cool. So now you done violating. You done crossed all type of lines. Now I'm gonna point out everything about you that you think that people don't pay attention
Don't
to.
want to pay attention to. Yes,
You ain't
sir.
who you say you are. You never have been. Everything you do, you take from somebody else and another artist because that's what you do as an actor. You ain't never been yourself because you don't know what that's like.
You are 100% correct. You
You ain't
trying to be
never
from
been
the
yourself.
South. You trying to be from the South, nigga. You from Toronto.
You from
You're not even
Toronto.
American. You're
When you
not
need a
American.
hit, when you need a hit, you go over here. When you need this, you go over there. When you want to be like sound
Yeah.
like that, you sound like this person over here, or you sound like this region over there.
Yes, sir.
What do we really know about you? And then
Man.
you say you a real one or you a real nigga. We know you ain't no real nigga. The niggas that helped
No.
put you on, you turned around and slept with their mans behind their back, slept with their girl behind their back. Whoa.
And that's been his whole MO. Like, fucking your girl. Like, keep Drake away from your girl. He's gonna fuck your bitch.
And
Keep him away.
he gonna call her out in a song or two as well.
Like the here's another line. When I see you and Sexy Bread, I see two bitches.
Two bad bitches.
Two bad bitches. That's hard. I was like, yo, did I hear what I just heard?
Bro, he was saying so much in them songs. I had to go back and listen to it and then get cool with what he was saying and then go, wait. Because he not, there's no surface talking. Like you told him to do quadruple entendres and that's all that stuff was.
This man. And then from that point,
And then the pedophile line, bro. The pedophile, you got to, bro. He ain't just saying pedophiles. He talking about the owl, pedophiles, the owl, OVO. I was like, yo, this kid is going off.
nobody wants to give a man. You got to give Kendrick his props, man. You
And then
took that man out.
the fact that Top had to jump in and go, all right, it's over. It's over. It's over. Because the kid really got more songs in the tuck and he about to go. He about to come outside and he about to play.
He
For
was
those
ready
who didn't
for
know, Kendrick Lamar come from a battle background. He knows what cyphers did are. He knows what cyphers is. He knows what battle rap is. We thought this
Yes.
would have been something that Meek Mill would have gotten control of and took it and started slashing and cutting, but he didn't.
But no. Nah.
But this time around, Kendrick was like, yeah, I'm not that guy, man. I take this shit serious. I've had a problem with you for a long time. We've been sending shots at each other for the last 10 or 12 years, and this has all come to a head for me. And I've had enough.
Let's not make let's you can say these lies about me, but let's talk with the truth about you.
Bro, when he said,
Me,
don't tell no lies about me. I won't tell no truths about
man?
you.
Truth about you.
Woo.
That's hard. That's hard, brother. That's out, man. Listen, when the year's over with in 24, this is going to be the conversation of 24.
To anybody
And
telling lies about me, man, do you really want me to tell the truth about you?
man.
Hey Jeff, you know me as a good guy. I'm a respectful guy. I keep the integrity amongst me and anybody else, man. But there are some people, bro. I could talk. I could. Ooh. 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 Jeff,
Yeah,
if I came
man.
out and said some shit about some people out here, man,
Yeah.
and revealed some stuff about some people, some stuff that I've seen them do, even though they out here talking crazy about me, man, if I went in and revealed your truth to these people in front of you and in front of everybody else that you be around.
Man, it's bad. Listen, that was the man. And I'm like, so you sitting here saying Kendrick ain't one? I'm like, dude, you delusional, brother.
And then for the brother to
Kendrick.
go in there and he's like, let me go back and hey, Mustard, man, send me some of that heat, man.
Send me some LA shit.
Send me some heat. Give me
And
that.
from there. And from there,
Give me that bass sound.
when he dropped Not Like Us, Cali was active.
Active,
You hear me?
super active. He brought sets back together with that one.
Man, super active. We were just saying this yesterday, me and Phil. Like Cali is active, nigga. Dog Pound come out Friday. They active. They ready to go.
Other part, he used West Coast producers on these songs. Alchemist.
Alchemist, y'all.
Well, what was you thinking? Yo, that kid was
That's
sitting there like, I know he got to be kidding.
when Drake should have said, man, let me get another one of them Conductor Williams beats right now. Nah, he don't want none of these problems, man. Make that sexy red record your move right now.
What he should have done was went back in there and said, let me rap for real. Whatever I learned from being around Wayne, let me go into that bag. Let me go into this older bag, this vintage antique bag that'll really get motherfuckers off me.
He can't do that now because he fucked Lil Wayne's woman.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying, like, as far as style and the rap, like he should have went back and like, yo, let me start thinking like that again.
No, it ain't gonna work. It's over. He think he exceeded Wayne. No.
Maybe in, I don't even know if in sales or anything like that. Maybe you probably got Wayne there, but as far as a lyricist and being accepted, like you ain't gonna nowhere be you ain't gonna be nowhere near Wayne. Rest in peace,
Nah.
Bill Walton, real quick. I forgot to say that
Yeah,
when we started
rest
talking.
in peace, Bill Walton. That man used to give us the flux in the 90s.
Bill Walton, I think earlier today he died of cancer. Long battle with cancer. One of the greatest players to play basketball
Oh yeah.
professional
He ain't playing
level.
no games. Beat your motherfucking ass in the wood.
I
You from that era.
loved him for his free spirit, man. I loved him for his free spirit, but his breakdown of the game was pretty cool at times. But Bill Walton had, was it two fucked up knees? So as he got up in age in his career, man, it was hard for him to sustain that beating on the court. But he was a dope ass player. He will always go down as one of the great players. So salute to him and his family as they deal with this transitional period for themselves right now. But
Hold your head, Luke. Hold your head, Luke.
yep.
What I'm saying? Real
1952
talk.
to 2024, Bill Walton.
One of the Ellis.
Yep.
Not under the act. Yeah, but he was on when he came to Mike. He was hating on Mike a little bit.
Well, you know, he came from an era where he was with Bill Russell and those guys too. Now, you can't, you know, he saw those guys, so he might have thought the world of those guys, and then when he saw Jordan. I'm gonna say this, man. I like a lot. We all love Mike. I'm from the city. I'm from Chicago, man. I speak highly of Jordan. I don't think there's nobody better than Mike. But a lot of times we forget that they changed the game to be in Mike's favor, and I don't think a lot of people like that shit. You know, I heard about some Bill Walton. He was the one that told the story. He said, we're at the 50 greatest players or whatever it is at the time. And they said, Mike walk in the room. He talking crazy like he normally does, yada, yada, yada. He said he sat in front of, said Jordan sat with Wilt Chamberlain. He said they were sitting there talking, and Wilt was saying, you people say that you're the greatest of all time, yada, yada, yada. He said, but Mike, I'm gonna leave this with you so I can get up out of here. They changed the game to benefit you so you could capitalize it. He said that no one changed the game so that I could capitalize it. They made the rules against me so I wouldn't win. He said, so think about that when you sit there and you keep saying that you're the greatest player. He said, I ain't gonna say nothing else to you about it, but they changed the game for you to succeed. And the game was changed for me so I couldn't be as successful.
You got to think about it with Wilt. He came from an era where they were starting to integrate the NBA.
Extreme racism. Here was this guy, 7 foot 1, 7 foot 2, taller than everybody. Didn't really have to do too much to score. He was averaging 50 something points and 30 rebounds. Something he was doing some just crazy, crazy wild shit on the court.
Real talk.
I don't even know. I don't know how many rings did Bill did w Wilt Chamberlain win? Are you aware of that? Because I'm not.
He won a lot with the Lakers.
Did he really?
Won about two or three rings.
Okay. So at least he got a couple championships, but Will
Had
Chamberlain
to
was a
earn it.
Will Chamberlain was a motherfucker. Let me see if I can I can pull it up.
You had to earn it, baby.
Yeah, he came from that tough. I mean, it was tough back then, but I don't think it was a lot of people that, you know, could stand in Wilt Chamberlain's way.
Right. Real talk.
I think
Real
60, it
talk.
says 67 and 72. Two championships, Philadelphia. One with Philly and then one with the Lakers.
Yes, sir.
That man at one point said he had slept with 100,000 women or something like that.
Yes, sir. He
Man,
was the
Will.
man.
Man,
Wilt was
Will.
bagging him out.
Yikes.
Magic too.
Yeah,
You
Magic was
seen that shit?
getting to him, but Will said a crazy number, bro. 100,000?
Oh yeah.
100,000 though, bro. And who's counting? Like, who the fuck is counting to 100,000, man? Like, I put up, have a decent number, all right? But 100,000, fam? 100,000? Magic was out here fucking
100.
these women too, though. Magic
Man,
said I
Magic
was
was
doing.
in it.
Magic said I was doing 5 women a night at one point. He was like, I was in
Yeah,
tip top shape.
man, he was in it. You hear me?
And I can't even,
Out here.
man. And not to
Out
say
here.
too much, but you know, I'd have been around situations where there are threesomes and foursomes. You know, I'm trying to imagine what it's like to be an NBA player who has everything at your beck and call, and you probably coming back to your hotel room. There's four, five, six women waiting, and you probably more than that. There's probably 10, and he probably like, man, I only got through four of them. Yikes.
Living, living, living.
Yikes. Oh, I don't even want to know what that was like. I'm good. I'm good. Life has been good to me. Like Sammy Sosa said, America has been very, very good to me. You know, I'm good. I ran up a nice number.
So,
Shouldn't have done it.
you ready for Bad Boys 2, Bad Boys 4, I'm sorry.
Yo, shout out to my girl Chris, who was usually the one getting the tickets for me, and I would go with her, but because she's working a crazy schedule now, I haven't been to a premiere in a long time.
It's been slow.
a preview, I should say. I haven't been to a premiere or a preview in a long time,
Yeah.
but
I
I
think they're
want to
gonna
see
have
that.
one. I want to see that. I think they're gonna have one next week.
What I did enjoy seeing, and I saw it today, yesterday, because I stayed home and watched it, was Dune Part Two. That's a dope concept and a dope yeah,
I
I
heard.
like Dune, man, because they said that was supposed to be Star Wars before Star Wars ever came out. I've enjoyed it, the two movies from what I've seen, man. I don't know the complete backstory behind everything, but trying to catch up and listen to the Agent Smith and the things that he knows about it, because he's big on sci-fi and comic books and everything like that. So all the stuff I heard have just been pretty cool to catch up on and see and learn about the movie through him. But Dune is one of those things, man. I can sit there and watch those all day, even though it's only two of them. There's not much else for me to want to really see out there.
Well,
This other one, the
better get
Something
ready
Gentleman,
for you better
that's
get
out right
ready
now.
for what's the name? Oh, the gentleman joint. That's out. That's on
Yeah,
video,
I
actually.
like that one. That one was decent too.
Yeah,
I did
that's
see that.
coming out.
I can't remember the
I
name.
saw I forgot what it's a long name, but
Yeah,
it's
it's a
Guy
crazy
Ritchie.
title name. It's one of those
Yeah,
Guy Ritchie
that.
movies, you know? That was a good
I'm
movie though. I
looking,
enjoyed that one.
man. That was excellent. Like I'm a fan of Guy Ritchie anyway, so
Yeah. I mean, even though you can predict what's gonna happen, the satire and everything that he has going on, the way his comedies are set up, the comedy is set up within the movie and everything, but I like what he
But
does
get yourself ready.
for.
What's the name come out? Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
So are they gonna do that in the theaters or is that
Netflix.
gonna be Netflix?
Netflix.
I saw the preview for it and I like the preview.
You got a bunch of F-bombs going down. Fuck this, fuck that.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a
Kiss
lot of.
my ass, all that shit. I said, I can't wait till this shit drop. If they have a screening for it, I'm going.
It's gonna be a lot of that F bomb.
Jerry,
If he keep it, if he keep
yeah.
it doing it the way that he wanna do it, hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you, motherfucker. You know, that was his
Yeah,
shit. I should
they,
bust your ass, man.
man. Axel F, I'm looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like we're getting the Eddie that we want. You know, and it got a good storyline.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes with that one. What else? I don't think there's much else out there that I really want
Nothing else. Nothing else. Right. Not right off. Not
to.
right
Yeah, I don't
off.
think there's nothing.
We got some summer movies, but they ain't no conversation pieces. Like Furioso didn't even perform well.
I haven't heard much from Marvel either, man.
Like, I'm gonna say this. That X-Men 97 shit.
I finally saw it. It took me a couple days to see it. Yo, Jeff, the fact that they went back to the comic book, bro, with that Magneto scene with him coming back and Wolverine stabs him, bro. I'm sorry to people that if you haven't seen X-Men 97, the fact that they went back to the comic book, Wolverine stabs Magneto in the side. And Magneto says, I appreciate you for doing that. Now I'm about to unleash everything. I want y'all, I'm about to, y'all about to bear witness to Magneto for real. And he rips the adamantium out that man's body. They went back to the comic book on that. When I saw it, I was like, whoa. They went back to
I
the
think
original, dude. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, that was they did
Who?
good. They did well. Even the way they closed it out. It's a 10 episode series. So for season one is 10 episodes. If you have the time, check it out. It takes a few days, it takes a couple days, depending on your schedule and everything. I know some grown men that love comic books and they love stuff like this. Their fathers And they are tuned in, and they've been
Mm-hmm.
texting me about telling me that I need to sit down and watch it. I know some guys who are just comic book lovers, and they were texting me
Yeah.
saying, "Yo, you need to get back into it and check out what they did with this on this X-Men 9/7." Bravo, bravo to the guys that put that together, man. You guys did a
Yes,
good
sir.
job.
Yes, sir.
They did a really good job.
Get ready. We're actually finna do these conversations coming in the next week or so called Can You Do Without Puff Musically?
At this point, or if we just remove him from that 92
At
to
this
now.
point. Me and my man had a conversation about it. And man, it was good.
I think we,
Because we
so
sit.
if I
It's
think about it just
on my
right
live.
now off the top of my head, I think we good without Puff going forward.
Oh, no.
And I'm not saying
Think
that to
about
say,
this.
hey, lock that man up, or he's a terrible person,
Think
or
about
we don't
this.
need him.
Take away. Take, like, he was on bullshit, but we're just going to talk about musically.
Musically, all I'm saying is
Can't
that
you?
all the
You
best
can't
music
sit.
that he's done, unless he's working with artists right now.
Listen, that can't you see right now?
All I'm saying is, like, if you're saying remove him from now going forward, we got all the best shit ever.
It's hard to like, because we was just saying like we can do away, but like one person on the chat was like, so we're gonna get rid of Can't You See? Total.
We not get
That's a
rid of, we just,
party.
so wait, are you saying pack him up and everything that he's contribute?
Man, like
Because if we talking about pack him up,
because as a DJ, like if I play Can't You See, right? In the
oh,
room.
what you do to me? Our
In the
love
room.
wasn't meant to
And
be.
people will be like, what's this? I know this nigga ain't playing motherfucking Total. He out of his mind.
No,
Ugh.
Total was a vibe, bro.
Total was a vibe. Like,
It was a vibe.
so we're gonna trip on C's Little C's album, The Wonderful World. Lil' Kim. Hardcore.
No,
But the conversation.
we met the man and Mary J. Blige. You're All I Need to Get By, the remix.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We're not gonna do that.
No, I thought you were just saying, like, in a form of if we don't have no more music from him going forward. You're
No.
just talking about, like,
The way
removing his
this the
catalog.
classic, that catalog. Like my man off top was like, man, I ain't fucking with him. I'm not finna fuck with that catalog. After last night's talk, man.
Man, if you
Matt.
remove Puff, his work in a game, you're gonna remove a lot of hits, a lot of. You're gonna remove part of your childhood, depending on who you are.
That's it.
That
That's it.
music was the background for certain things in my life, feeling on girls, going to certain parties, learning what it was like to
That's
be
it.
around females, getting kisses and shit like that. If you
That's
talk
it.
about doing
That's it.
that was my
Yeah.
background music to all that.
That's
Learning
it.
how to flirt with
That's it.
girls and all that cool stuff right there. I can't remove his entire catalog, but if you say he's not gonna be able to make music going forward, he can only deal with Ciroc and clothing and things like textiles and anything else like that. All right, cool. But that catalog is very deep.
Real deep. Real deep. But other than that, man, I'm definitely gonna invite you for that combo.
That's a
You know
deep
what I'm saying?
catalog, man. Can't you see?
Can't you see?
You do to me,
And
I
we started like
want to be,
we
baby.
started bring we started breaking down them lyrics. Like,
Biggie,
no, we ain't
biggie,
do that.
biggie, can't you see?
We ain't gonna do
Somebody
that.
love just
We're not
hypnotized.
just gonna cut it loose like that. We're not gonna just cut it loose like that.
No, you can't just do that. You can't do that. That music is like the soundtrack to certain parts of my life.
God. But other than that, man, any last words, man, before we get up out of here?
Man, I appreciate you, brother, for jumping on here with me and spending some valuable time catching up and talking about some of the music that you got going on.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We got it. When the album is finished, I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay. Oh, yes, sir.
I guarantee we're gonna have when me, you, and Danielle are gonna have a strong conversation.
Okay.
You know what I'm
Okay.
saying? Because the album, we get into like her mom passed, so we talk about that extensively.
When did her mom pass?
Her mom passed like around, actually about mid-February, like January, February.
That's tough.
That's when I and we're gonna once we get we're gonna I'm gonna talk about from a creative standpoint where like I did a about face.
Okay.
Total about face because we had different songs. We got songs in the can that it's not gonna be on the release.
Okay.
But for
Daniel,
this
I
project,
understand what that feel like. I lost my mother in June 2022. And I didn't want to do this podcast. I stopped the projects that we were supposed to do for music and everything. I put everything on a back burner because my focus was it wasn't there. I'll say that my focus wasn't there. And then the music that I was supposed to make, it wasn't coming out like the way it was supposed to. Everything was coming out very angry and very somber. So I had to put that to the side so I could free myself up and kind of like decompress. That whole situation to get my mother together for her funeral and everything that went into it, people stealing money and all these other things that was going on. Very, very hard to deal with. Along with trying to do a podcast. I had to stop the podcast. I didn't do the podcast for a while. People was like, you are doing a podcast because the episodes are coming out. No, they coming out because I had already put them into the machine 10 episodes ahead. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So there were a lot of things that I
So
had done.
don't so you when you hear it, you probably get something from it because
Yeah.
we do like they the songs are back to back.
Yeah. Okay. So Daniel, I understand what it's like, man. It's a feeling that you never want to experience, but you know, we all gonna bury our parents at some point in time, man. And I just hope to be there for someone the way that my family and friends were there for me, man, and kind of held me up and prayed for me and prayed over me, man. Because it's a shattering situation, you know. It tears apart your
I'm
reality.
talk. I told her. I'm like, damn. And I went to work, so I got therapeutic and got like, we did two records. We took two records out, replaced those two records with those songs, and those songs are really powerful. You know what I'm
Okay.
saying? We got a song called Better. And we got a song called Paradise.
Okay.
So
Okay.
you'll definitely hear it when the album comes. It'll be as soon as we finish, I'm gonna send it to you so you can listen to it and
Okay.
get your interview ready and
All
everything.
right.
But other than that, Danielle come out July 4th weekend. Hopefully, listen, be on the lookout for listening events. Nakia Beyond the Fall. With
Okay.
the Soliloquy remixes. Yeah.
All right.
So,
Ladies
and
and
that's gonna be
gentlemen.
short.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another podcast. And remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. Everybody be safe out there.